Happy birthday, and welcome to this episode of the Og Blog Podcast, America's most gluten-free podcast, aimed at the fans of books of Charles M. Schulz's Peanuts and related matters. And when I say happy birthday, I don't mean your birthday, although if it is your birthday, I certainly wish you a happy one. No, I mean my birthday, because it's my birthday as I record this. And if you're thinking that you should wish me a happy birthday, sorry, you're too late. I'm taping this a couple days before releasing it. The party is already over. It was yesterday. It was really just a big movie-watching party. Four good movies and some interstitial items, as well as an excess of unhealthy food. Probably the first birthday party ever to include a showing of the educational film strip You May Live Underwater, Charlie Brown. Because that's the way I roll. And that wasn't the only Peanuts-related thing that we watched. I'd forgotten that there's a scene in the live-action Josie and the Pussycats film where Melody, the very sweet but kind of airheaded member of the band, says,
"If I could go back in time, I'd want to meet Snoopy."
And who can blame her? But the party is over, the guests have gone home, or at least to somewhere that's not here, the gifts have been received. Yes, gifts. Not that many, not anymore. I'm past the half-century mark and old enough to buy things that I want, so gifts have faded away for the most part. Oh, there are still a few. The in-laws sent a nice check. My daughter got me a Buffy the Vampire Slayer bookmark, hoo-hoo. And my son baked me a birthday cake. But as I'm thinking about gifts, I'm thinking about gifts that could be given not so much to me, but to Peanuts fandom and researchers in general. One, a complete publicly accessible searchable index of all dialogue from the Peanuts strips, including listings of all the characters that appear in those strips. Now, this data actually exists. In fact, I know of two separate such databases, but they aren't open to the public for searching, and it would help so much with research. Two, a fully combined index for the complete Peanuts. Each volume of that book series had a thematic index, although there seemed to be some variation in the rigorousness. But if you're using that to research, say, discussions of cars and Peanuts, it would be handier not to have to wade through dozens of books to check the index in each one. Really, when I first thought about the Complete Peanuts 26, I thought that a quarter of it would be the series index. That would have been handy. But unsurprisingly, and I think to everyone's benefit, we used what room there was to show you as much Peanuts that had appeared outside of the newspaper strip as we could. Three, legally available online digitized versions of the rare Peanuts animated shorts. I'm thinking specifically of the two that were done about dental hygiene and the one about pollution. Oh, and every TV ad that was ever done with the characters. Is that so much to ask? And four, while we're at it, online versions of all the film strips in the Charlie Brown's career education set, like that one I said we watched at the party. They're not thrilling and amazing stuff, to be frank, but they're interesting curiosities at the very least, and I'd like to be able to link to them when discussing matters, and they might still be of some use in schools, if they were available, although I suspect that today's students would find their lack of motion a bit uninteresting. Now, I'm not totally ungreedy. I don't just want gifts for others. There are gifts I'd want for myself, for the Og.com reference library, and other Og.com efforts. These are the holes that ache for me. One, a copy of the Braille edition of Christmas is Together Time. Now, really, I should feel guilty about all the Braille books I have, as most of them were short runs and should be in the hands of blind children, but I seem to have gotten them after they lived out their useful lives in libraries for the blind. Two, I know that the pop-up book adaptation of A Charlie Brown Christmas was offered in some other languages besides English and Japanese, which are the two that I have. I'd like to have them all, and to know it's a complete set. Three, the first book in the School Peanuts series, which is a series issued in Europe, published in English to be used as texts for students learning the language. It really bothers the organized portion of my brain to have a volume with the number 2 and one with the number 3 on it and yet not have the first in the series. 4. There was a Japanese book about the Peanuts' involvement in space exploration. And I probably couldn't read it because I don't read Japanese, but I'd still like to have it. and an English language translation of that book, or an original one on the same topic, would be good to have in the collection, even though that book doesn't exist yet. 5. They publish fabric panels that have the images and instructions for sewing your own Peanuts cloth book. They've done a number of these over the years. Now, I don't need the panels. I have those. I don't need the books made of the panels. I have some of those. And really, having the panels for the others, I really don't need more. But I bought extra panels of some of them, particularly the Charlie Brown's Christmas stocking one. And I want a vest made out of it. Something that shows both the panels and some of the instructions. Because a vest that celebrates Peanuts books, well, I'm the guy that would be for. I actually have someone who says she'd do it for me. I just have to, well, get out of her way on it. So, don't worry about being the person who fulfills that gift for me. 6. A chance to interview Gary Berghoff for the podcast. I'm shy about reaching out to him, because I always reckon that people like that have enough of people wanting to talk to them about their past. Gary, while he's most famous for his years playing Radar O'Reilly in the MASH movie, the MASH TV series, and even its follow-up after MASH, does hold a special part in the Peanuts realm. He was the guy who originated the role of Charlie Brown in the off-Broadway sensation You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And obviously, that is what I would like to talk to him about. He did cover some of that in his autobiography, which is still available. But doing a little research with an eye for finding an excuse to interview him, I find that he actually created a comic strip and released a book collection of it last year. Maybe he's up for doing some publicity. Not that this podcast is likely to generate much in the way of sales traffic for him, but hey, maybe I can brave myself up to ask. 7. More bookshelves. And space to put them. The Ogg.com reference library has overflowed its space, and there are now just piles of books on the floor, in addition to books being stacked on top of other books on what shelves there are. I've got, 5 bookcases, plus some books in filing cabinets, and it really needs to all be better organized. In fact, that leads me to 8, an intern. Like, maybe a library sciences student who needs some experience for their resume. The entire Ogg.com reference library could use better organization and indexing. And then they could implement the online guide that I've long wanted, which would run on the same software as Wikipedia. And they make that software available for free, really. And would have a page on each Peanuts book, use the category system to group them, have disambiguation pages for multiple books of the same title. And each entry would have details like printing information, price, size, all that kind of jazz. A picture of the cover. It's a thing that I've long wanted to do, but realize I'm never going to have time for. Between designing all the templates and then scanning and entering the data for every book, well, even at just 10 minutes per book, we're talking over a month of full-time work. Sounds like the perfect thing for an intern. Only, I'd feel guilty exploiting a free intern in that manner. Even if doing so were legal, which is questionable. And I'm far too cheap to pay the thousands of dollars that paying an intern to do all those things would cost. And 9, back to the actual print items for the collection. Last, but far from least, in fact, this is the thing that I'm really aching on now, and possibly you folks could help me. I would want a copy of the souvenir program for the 1989 AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro Amateur Golf Tournament. That may seem an odd thing, but Schultz did cartoons for a number of those programs, dating back to when it was the Bing Crosby Pro-Am. People still call it the Crosby or even the Clam Bake. Now you can see some of those cartoons from other programs in Complete Peanuts 26. Anyway, the 1989 one is one of several where Schultz drew the cover. This is the one where a bunch of little birds are gathered around a hole to watch Snoopy putt the ball in. In fact, if anyone listening has a copy of this, please email me at questions@augh.com. That's AAUGH.com. Even if you're not willing to sell it to me, I would love to have some information about this particular program's content. Now, don't bother with programs from other years. I've got those. It's the 1989 that's a hole in the collection. I guess I'll stop there. I've been greedy enough to ask for all those things. I should not ask for more. Although, if you actually want to do something for me that will help the podcast, If your podcast source has a place where you can rate this series, such as iTunes has, especially if it's iTunes, please give the Og Blog podcast a good rating. But obviously only if you think it deserves it. A good rating will help other people find this, particularly on iTunes. And feel free to spread the word through other means. And until next time, may your pile of presents include all the Beethoven bubblegum you can chew. May all your gifts be clean, and may all your griefs be good ones.